श्री जीवीएल नरसिम्हा राव, श्री जीवीएल नरसिम्हा राव, 10 मिनट्स ओनली।
थैंक यू वाइस चेयरमैन सर। आई लाइक टू स्टार्ट माय ब्रीफ स्पीच विथ अ वाइज सेइंग बाय फॉर्मर अमेरिकन प्रेसिडेंट अब्राहम लिंकन। अब्राहम लिंकन सेड, नो मैन हैज अ गुड एनफ मेमोरी टू बी अ सक्सेसफुल लायर। इतनी अच्छी याददाश्त किसी की नहीं होती है जिससे वो कामयाब झूठा बन सके। ऐसे बार बार कोशिश हमारे विपक्ष के द्वारा होता रहा है। एंड दे वीन ऑल द टाइम फेक नैरेटिव्स एंड दे ट्राई एंड मेक पीपल बिलीव इन बट दे फेल बिकॉज दे यू कैन बी अ सक्सेसफुल लायर एज अब्राहम लिंकन फेमसली सेड। व्हाट इज द फेक क्लेम नंबर वन? इंडियाज रिच। आई थिंक इन बोथ द हाउसेज आई हैव हर्ड स्पीकर से दैट इंडियाज बिलियनेयर्स हैव बिकम सडनली रिच एज इफ दिस हैज हैपेंड इन द लास्ट 5-6 ईयर्स एंड दे कोट ऑक्सफैम रिपोर्ट ऑफ्टन। लेट मी कोट फ्रॉम ऑक्सफैम इंडिया इनइक्वालिटी रिपोर्ट ऑफ 2018। व्हाट डज इट से? 4 out of 10 बिलियनेयर्स, इंडियन बिलियनेयर्स, हैव इनहेरिटेड देयर वेल्थ एंड ऑल अदर 6 हैव actually acquired wealth, accumulated wealth. And in 2010, 27 out of 69 Indian billionaires have accumulated wealth through rent from the rent thick sectors like the 2G spectrum, the Colgate, things like that. The report cites rent thick billionaires who account for 43% of Indian billionaires. They have accounted 60% of total billionaire wealth. And this has happened, the report, I quote from the report, clearly the wealthiest in India have made their fortunes from crony capitalism rather than through innovation or rules of the market. And the report cites spectrum scam, coal scam. So all the billionaires that you claim have suddenly become rich, they have become rich during the UPA era. So the fake narrative busted. The second fake narrative: oh, there is huge unemployment in the country post COVID now. So you make it look as if unemployment continues to be a major challenge. It has always been a challenge. But today, let me give you the numbers. The CMI, which many of you love to quote, this is the CMI report of January 2021. India's unemployment rate in January 2021 is 6.53%. It's much better than pre-COVID period. In March 2020, before the lockdown, it was 8.75. It was 7.76 in February 2020. Today, it's only 6.53. Employment has come back, but you still choose to quote the numbers of May month, May 2020, when the country was in a lockdown. So fake narrative number two, that there is huge unemployment in the country, is busted. Now come to fake narrative number three. Universal cash transfers is a remedy for all the problems. Particularly the main opposition party has this solution to offer. But let me tell them, in countries which have given universal cash transfers, even we have done cash transfers to the poor. More than 2 lakh crores given to more than 20 crore people who need this kind of cash transfer. But countries which have done universal transfers, only their savings rates have gone up. Their household savings vis-a-vis GDP ratios are at their perhaps the century's highest. So this has not resulted in spending. So your great so-called economics that give money in their account, they will immediately spend, has been proved wrong. And in fact, Modinomics has triumphed. Because we are able to generate employment, we are able to bring the growth back into the economy. We are, as my colleague said, we have the projection of the highest growth in the next year. This is what World Economic Outlook January 2021 says. We will be the fastest growing economy in 2022. And the global business confidence has come back. Throughout the world, there is a concern about future business growth. In the US, in Japan, in Europe, the business indices, the business confidence indices are all down. India, it's very much up. the inflation. The global worries are about inflation. We've been able to contain inflation even during these periods. How this is economist of yesterday, how rising inflation could disrupt world's economic policies. It says how countries which have given large cash transfers are in the are going to experience the worst inflation in many decades. So this, your cash transfer theory, that's again busted. Then India's investment. We are the only country in the world today to have the highest FDI inflows. This is Investment Trends Monitor UNCTAD report, again released only 3-4 days ago. This says the global FDI index, global FDI inflows are down by 42%. In developed economies, they are down by 69%. India is the only country which have positive FDI inflows of 12% positive inflows. So your next claim also busted. Let me talk about the other claim made here by PSU privatization. I think some members said you're actually selling the country. These are very uncalled for and unfortunate comments, and they ought to have been actually removed. Let's let the country remember. Jo sadasya ye baat keh rahe hain, aapke party par ilzam lagte hain. असेंबली सीट बेचने का, पार्लियामेंट सीट बेचने का, तो इसलिए देश के नाम पर जब हम संसद में बोलते हैं, we expect you to maintain some dignity. ऐसे झूठ बोलने से, नहीं ये आपके पार्टी की नहीं बोल रहे, किसी और के पार्टी के बोल रहे हैं. So similar allegations were made by the speakers from the main opposition party.
Please.
So I think it's important that we conduct our debates in a dignified manner. We can throw the same allegation against you. We have tried hard. I have tried with a number of data points, recent reports with references, but the opposition doesn't want to understand. They don't understand when we speak in Hindi. They don't understand when we speak in English. Hamare kuch mitra Sanskrit mein bhi bolte hain, wo bhi nahi samajhte hain. So let me now try something in Italian. C.A. Senza peccato scaglila prima petra. What does it mean? No, I'll repeat it. Z.A. Senza peccato scaglila prima petra. It means people who commit sins, they should not be throwing stones. I think people who have committed mistakes, people who have committed blunders, people who have actually indulged in crony capitalism, people who have actually ensured that billionaires become much richer, they should not make allegations against a government that is actually inclusive, pro-people, which has cared for the lowest of in the lowest of the economic pyramid. So now that I have advised our friends in a language they may possibly want to understand, let me say this. India is developing rapidly in every sector under Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji's leadership, in a mission mode. Today, mission mode, when we say mission mode, we refer to something happening in a very rapid pace. I think it would now be apt to say mission Modi. Modi means fast, Modi means growth, Modi means a huge advancement. So therefore, world will have to increasingly look towards India and mission Modi for its inclusive growth and for alleviation of poverty, because we have shown to the world during the crisis of corona period how we can really take care of the most vulnerable sections through cash transfers, how we can trigger faster economic growth, how we can ensure that India's growth story really becomes India much more successful after this COVID challenge. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Sri.